Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I do that while I'm watching post-game. So, you know, I'm watching Jason and Kendall. They're doing a great job breaking it all down, as per usual, on NBC Sports Chicago. They have fun on that show. Those two guys, you heard Kendall and Jay on with me and Layla and Will and Anthony Heron last week. We had a blast, right? That's why, part of the reason why the show is really good. The show is also good because those two guys, and when Will's there, those three guys know basketball. But they also do some fun stuff on the show. This happened last night.
I thought you were going to refer to the big three of Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson, and Kendall Gill.
I mean, y'all was cool. I enjoyed it when I was a kid. I remember the shot that Zoe hit to beat the Celtics.
You know you had a Hornets star.
I never had a. I was
like everybody.
I wasn't. I had a Pittsburgh Steelers and a Milwaukee Bucks starter pullover. I never had the Hornets stuff. I was never into it. Was it teal or turquoise?
Teal.
Teal. Yeah.
Teal and purple.
Wasn't my vibe, man. It wasn't my vibe. It was Charlotte. It was a city I hadn't really known much about. You know?
All right, let's go to commercial break. Let's go.
When we come back here on Toyota Bulls Postgame Live, we'll hear from Billy Donovan, his first game back.
Well, you knew who Muggsy Bogues was.
I knew he was.
You got on teal right now. What are you talking about?
I'm 41, though. I'm washed. Chuck Swirsky tweeted this out. DeMar DeRozan is at the United Center shooting free throws after the game. Now, we've seen this before with guys like Kobe. We've heard about it with guys like MJ. But this is a man who is passionate about his craft and feels like he let his team down, even though he went out for 29 points tonight.
Yeah, you know, it just bothers you because he knows 7 to 13, it's not acceptable
right
for him. You know, anytime you're a scorer, if you get close to 50% from the free throw line, that's just, you just can't deal with it. I know he probably went out there and said, listen, I got to make a couple of hundred just to get my confidence back at the line. Because if you let that fester and you don't go right away and shoot your free throws, then that could turn into something else. Believe me, I've been there before.
Anytime I see a player practicing free throws or a player struggle from the free throw line, and I hate to think about it even in this moment, your guy.
Nick Anderson.
I think about Nick Anderson every single time and what that did to him as a player, after that moment in the playoffs. So shout out to DeMar DeRozan for doing his thing, putting in that work after the game.
Yeah, especially after you just dropped 29. And your MVP candidate.
Right, he should be like Maple and Ash somewhere getting a good dinner, but he's out here shooting free throws. I'm sure he's not going to be eating noodles after the game or anything like that. I don't want to make it seem like DeMar is doing something, you know, out of this world.
But. Yeah, I'm sure he'll get a good meal somewhere. After he gets done knocking down 500 free throws.
500?
That's what it takes, man, 500 a day. Young kids, 500 a day if you want to make it.
Really? Who is rebounding for you for 500 free throw attempts?
The guys that work for the Bulls.
Yeah? No, I'm talking about the kids. You were just talking to the kids. Kids, go ahead and find a friend who can't shoot and needs to glom on to a winner like yourself and get 500 rebounds.
That's right. So we're going to the gym after this.
You're
going
to
rebound for me. And you're going to rebound for me.
See? And then you wonder why.
That's been talking about my team.
It's not, though.
And not having a Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
You are a grudge holder. You know that? Like you did it for spite. I knew it was happening too. I thought maybe it was gonna be next post game or next pregame, but I knew at some point the fact that I didn't buy a Charlotte Hornets windbreaker as a child, it was gonna come back to bite me. So now I'm a grown man having to go rebound for him at LA Fitness. That's what right. My life has amounted to, ladies and gentlemen. Bulls have won 8 games in a row. Kendall Gill is still
we're
a jerk.
We're going to export. LA Fitness isn't open right now. See, don't think you're getting out of this.
Man, let me tell you something. I am 41 years old. I see you at the gym.
Now. Okay.
Kendall Gill and the rest of the crew, I'm Jason Goff, the professional rebounder. We'll see you guys next time.
500.
I'm not reading. You better make 499 of
them. That was Jason and Kendall last night on NBC Sports Chicago's postgame show of the Bulls. And you know what it got me thinking about? It got me thinking about my starter jacket phase. Now, I have to whiteboard this, right, for the younger people that listen to this show. Back in the 80s and early 90s, starter jackets was like a status symbol. It was a way for you to show off some style, and you had either saved up some money or your parents had given you some money, or you was out here making money in a bad way, and then you had enough money to go get yourself a starter jacket. Kendall's right. A lot of people used to rock the Charlotte Hornets starter, the Orlando Magic starter, for a lot of reasons, was very popular in Chicago. I didn't do that. I was like, Jay, like, basketball starter jackets were not that interesting. You know what, though? There was. My brother had a jacket that I would often steal. It was, do you guys remember those, like, they were like trench coats, but they were really cheesily put together, like windbreakers, and they had team stuff, and I think Braxton was, at the time, was thinking about going to North Carolina, so he had, like, North Carolina gear, and I would just steal it. I would steal a lot of his stuff. I'm going to post a picture today or tomorrow on Instagram of me in high school with a piece of jewelry that I completely stole from my brother. My brother, by the way, I'm barely 5'9". My brother's about 6'1". So he got all of the really good jeans. Like, he's actually good looking and, you know, all that stuff. I used to wear his shoes even though I could not fit them. I'd be like, no, I'm taking those. He had a pair of Nike cross trainers that were, I was like, if he's not wearing them, I'm wearing them. And I'm going to be tripping all over myself. But I did back in the day had, and I wish I still had it. I don't know. Because every now and again, I go to my parents' house and my mother like unearths something. Like, she found my state championship trophy from Jackie Robinson West. I had been looking for it for years. And she's like, I think I found it. I had a gorgeous, gorgeous Dodgers starter jacket. The royal blue with the white script. Oh, I was styling and profiling. I'm having a hard time holding these gators down. And I'm thinking about, like, I would rock that right now. If I had it, I would wear it right now. Because it was that good, and like the quality of it was really good. I'm sure my parents spent a grip on that. Because I had to have been 13, 14. I wasn't working yet. But all of that, like that conversation with Jay and Kendall, I was like, man, everyone used to be fresh to death in their starter jackets or the terry cloth jackets that would have Looney Tunes on them. Now people just wear those and they just have pictures of Tupac and Biggie on them. But it used to be Tweety Bird and Sylvester and stuff that people would rock. And I'm like, yeah, man, that might have to come back. Like that, I might have to, I don't mean as a trend. Although I do think a lot, like starter is kind of back sort of in a retro ironic way. I mean, for me personally, I might have to get back into that style. Like, I got enough money now. I can find one starter jacket. Maybe a good, is there a good starter, like, White Sox jacket? Like, I'm thinking, like, a crispy, like, glossy black jacket with white script. across it for the White Sox. I don't think I'd want it the other way, because then it's going to get dirty easier. You remember the hats, the caps, the game caps back in the day? They changed up the style a little bit. But yeah, man, Kendall's right. He's right. It didn't matter if you were a fan of the Charlotte Hornets or not. People were rocking that starter gear. For real. At least where I grew up, they were.
Yeah, the Hornets were probably the most popular. Raiders were really popular. I think the Anaheim Ducks had just came out. They was rocking purple and blue. The movie was great.
Yes.
Well, but the Hornets thing, like Grandmama, Muggsy Bogues, as mentioned there, we were talking about Kendall Gill, and it looked fresh.
Didn't Grandmama play with Urkel?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, 2-on-2.
They won the 2-on-2 tournament. Did we ever find out where Carl and them lived in the city? Because on the show, there's no real reference to it.
I think the house that they filmed from the exteriors for is on the north side.
It felt like whenever I saw the row houses, like, yeah, that's a north side neighborhood.
Like Roscoe Village area.
Okay.
I'm going to check on that.
Did Carl ever think to call DCFS on Urkel's parents? Because, I mean, they were never around. And then just move to Russia. They just move to Russia.
Family Matters House is located on 1516 West Wrightwood Avenue in Lincoln Park.
Okay. So like Wrightwood and Ashland. Like around there?
Yeah, you couldn't afford it.
No.
Not you. I'm saying out there now.
I mean,
Carl couldn't afford it.
Yeah, Carl couldn't afford it. I was in college when that was going on. I don't think Carl could have afforded it back then. They were a two-income family, though. Right? Because Harriet was working at the Sun-Times.
I mean, she started off working at the Sun-Times. I don't think she did anything after that.
Well, I mean, you know.
They didn't bring up Larry and Balky at all after that.
No, I literally saw an episode where it was the actor who played Larry was her boss at the Marshall Fields type store that she was working at. And he was a jerk. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's stick with the canon here. This show spun off of Perfect Strangers. I didn't forget that. You can't bring Cousin Larry on here and act like he's a whole new person. I saw him.
Apparently, the Family Matters house was demolished and rebuilt, and on it, it has the Family Matters, like, brick on it. Like, the name of the house, it says Family Matters on the outside. It looks, like, custom. Nice.
And again, I'll say, worst person. Pam Beasley, Laura Winslow.
I didn't watch the rest of The Office, so I don't know how bad Pam is, but I don't know why Laura would be bad.
I mean, come on. The changes that she put Steve through, he had to clone himself, man. And then she falls in love with Stephon Urkel and then falls back in love with Steve Urkel. And what I keep trying to tell people is Myra was the one. Hello? Myra was the one.
But why is it Laura's fault that this man is obsessed with her?
It's not. And there is an argument there that dude was a creeper. All I'm saying is that she did fall in love with him, and then she wasn't in love with him because he was a geek. And so he made himself cool by being the guy that Jaleel White actually is versus the character that he played and made him famous, and now he don't like to talk about no more. All I'm saying is, throughout all of it, Myra was right there. That was the one. When she popped up on the show, I was like, why is he still chasing Laura? Because there it is.
Somebody who actually wants you, loves you, cares about you.
And look good.
Success, yeah. And Laura, did she dump Stephon Urkel, or did he kill Stephon Urkel
no.
so he can fall in love with her?
They did a switcheroo episode where it was Urkel being Urkel and Urkel being Urkel, which is, they got things after season 6, things got a little Didn't they have a 10th season on CBS where someone else was playing Harriet? And then the third daughter was no longer there, and the auntie was gone, but they kept the son.
And 3J, for some reason, was there.
Yeah,
they
were like,
the
this needs to be more hood. I honestly think that Goff should be really proud that this segment of him talking about starter jackets ends up with us talking about Urkel. Him and Kendall should be really proud of that. But yeah, Grandmama and Steve won the 2-on-2 tournament. And it wasn't Larry Johnson. It was legit Grandmama who helped him win the 2-on-2 tournament. Better television. All right, now we got another top five. Best TV basketball. There's so many choices. We can do Grandmama and Urkel. We can do Martin and the women's Olympic team. That episode. We do the White Shadow again for people who remember the White Shadow. All that stuff.
Hang Time, Reggie Theus.
Hang Time is hilarious with Teddy out there shooting those 15-footers that are supposed to be half-court shots.
Fresh Prince.
Oh, my God, Carlton. You're right. Like, we could do all sorts of fun stuff. Didn't the Fonz play basketball at some point?
Probably made all the shots.
And then he jumped over a shark. On water skis. The youngins don't have any idea of the stress that Fonzie put us through when he was going to jump over the sharks. Can he do it? Can he do it in a leather jacket? Now people are just texting their favorite shows, which is perfect. Because the alternative is me talking about the Bears, and you don't want me to do that. Do you? Well, maybe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.